obviously, the both lads have been in hospital on Saturday evening. Both got discharged, but they're back with us today, and they'll go and visit their respective specialists. Lionel Ainsworth is dislocated his shoulder. It looks like he may have to have it pinned, which you would see him in out from 8 to 10 weeks. Dale Tong, it's not so much his knee we're worried about. He's opened his medial ligament with the leg, which is only 2 or 3 weeks, but he's having a further scan today and some ankle ligaments, which may say it could be 5 or 6 weeks. So not good news for either of them, and both of them are playing a real part, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's a big blow, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, both lads have fought hard in different ways. You know, Dale Tong may have been on his way, but he come in and see me and said if he gets his head down and reduces the performances and reserve games and training, would I give him an equal chance, which I'm, you know, obviously open to do and keen to do. And by his performances, he got himself back in by working really hard. Lionel, the opposite, came as a big profile signing. Probably took us a little bit longer than we wanted to get him going, but both were really starting to play a part, Rob, so that's a disappointing thing.
Do you feel like the depth is there to not need to dip into the loan market?
Yeah, we don't have to go to the loan market if we're... But it does take us very, very close to the minimum numbers. You know, we've obviously got players like Nicky Hunt that wasn't involved. Of course, for me, Mark Bradley's a very accomplished right-back or central defender anyway. So we're certainly covered in a right-back point of view. And in respect to width, we've still got Kieran Agard, who's been on our bench, who can play there and come on and got our winning goal on Saturday. And we've got Gareth Evans, who's been on our bench. And we do have options, but it may be even a sit-down with the staff later today that I'm speaking to the chairman about perhaps strengthening in an area that we hadn't planned to before the game on Saturday.
It's been a good week for you, hasn't it? 3 wins in 7 days.
Well, I think we said it was a big week. You know, we went to Aldershot and we knew it was going to be tough. And everyone thought, well, I've gone to Aldershot and win, well, that was easy. Well, I think I said on BBC Radio Sheffield that Aldershot would be a team that wouldn't get relegated, and then they went to Southend and got a great win and went to Dagenham and got a draw. So their form has been good since we left. And everyone knows how difficult it always is to beat the likes of Morecambe and Plymouth. So 9 points out of 3 games, a good week. But we need a lot of good weeks if we're genuinely going to get out of League Two.
Clearly, Steve, your return to the sideline has had an impact.
Well, we've reinforced the bench, so I could sit down, that's for sure. But, I'm not so sure it's... Listen, everyone worked extremely hard in my absence, and everyone worked extremely hard and with the same diligence when I'm there. And well, I think, again, I said it live to you guys, is that in any shape or form, if the cat's away, the mics are playing. That's no knocking anyone, but from the Premiership, and I've seen it all the way down to the levels we play or trading below that, when the manager's not there on the training ground or in situ at matches, then perhaps the people have not got the focus they should have.
Just finally, Steve, before we let you go, I mean, you said that you're going to speak to the chairman potentially about an area you're going to have to strengthen now because of these injuries, but do you think there's anything brewing in the transfer market, anything concrete which may come to the fore this week?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, I think it's no hidden secret that we're trying to get one or two bits of business done, but I'm very fortunate, Robin. I mean this, the kind of sense is that, you know, I went to see the chairman. I'd see him every day, and I went to see him again on Thursday and Friday. And the chairman's a huge, huge fan, first and foremost, as well as being the boss at the end of the day. But he's asking me, where are we with this? Where are we with that? In terms of getting players in. But I say to him what I say to the supporters. I don't want to waste his money. I don't want to make signings for transfer fees and such like, or bring expensive loan signings in and have them sitting to me. That's not why they should come in the door. They should come in to add to what we've already got. And what we've already got is very good.